Bob is on the line, Red Hot Tip.
Good morning, Neil.
Hello, Bob. What's happened?
Yesterday at Viva Geelong, they were lifting a compressor that weighed 10 tonne and the main cable on the crane snapped and the compressor dropped, went down through two levels of scaffolding, six metre drop and onto concrete. The compressor is totaled and apparently they can't start the refinery without the compressor. Now, I'm not sure if it's an air compressor or something used in the refinery process. The compressor is apparently worth $10 million or more, and they can't get parts for 12 months.
Anybody injured?
No one was injured, no.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
WorkSafe's investigating.
Gee, it'd be scary. A 10-tonne compressor coming down 6 metres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would have been one hell of a bang.
And your information is the refinery can't work?
They can't start it without the compressor.
Well, how much fuel does that supply to the market?
No, you're getting in areas I don't know now. It used to be massive, but I don't know how much it is now.
Yeah, we might check that with the union. All right, and you know this. Do you work there or you know somebody there?
I've got a family member there, yes.
And they stood down or are they still working?
No, I can't answer that, actually.
No, don't worry. Thank you very much, Bob. Hang on, we'll get your details for the MVP. Look, actually, it's right. It's confirmed already, Bob. I've just been handed a statement which has been given to the Australian Stock Exchange by Viva Energy. A contractor crane failure at Geelong Refinery. Compressor dropped to the ground. It's an exclusion zone. Nobody was injured. The extent of damage yet to be determined. Repairs will take 3 months. Probably. During this period, the company anticipates a refining loss in the range of $25 to $35 million a month. The company has insurance damage to cover. The maintenance turnaround will include by the end of... But they then say, we do not expect supply to the market to be disrupted. Better get some expert independent advice on that. So how could they say that there'll be a refining loss of $25 million to $35 million a month, but there's no disruption to the market? Yeah. I don't know how much they provide. We'll have a look at that and how much fuel they provide. But if you take any refinery out, I would have thought it causes potentially some supply issues. Well, they're saying to the stock exchange it doesn't, but they're confirming the tip from Bob. Huge compressor, 10-tonne, bang, 6 metres down, and it's going to take 3 months at least to fix it. Well done, Bob, and we'll check just what the impact of that is really going to be on fuel supplies.